Well, we'll just have to have a glance at the league table to answer that one. We don't want to get ourselves any more adrift than we already are. We want to give someone a chance to improve things. I don't feel that things were improving, and it's the results business. So, unfortunately, sometimes you're faced with these decisions, and they're the decisions you're there to make.
The fans seem to be very unhappy with this, and they feel that a bond has been broken here for the first time in ages. There's been a bond between the fan base and the manager, and that's kind of been severed now.
Well, one win in 15, and a lot of off-field trouble, unnecessary off-field troubles. I'm amazed there's a bond, the important bonds between myself and the manager. We're the ones who have to work together, support each other, and feel like we want to go the extra mile to help each other out, and that's what needs to happen.
Was there a personality clash there in the end, you think, Carl, looking back at it?
No, I think James A just couldn't work in our structure, and our structure's normal in this country. I think some managers want, but they see themselves as managers rather than coaches. We want a coach and someone who will spend as much time as is humanly possible organising themselves and their staff to go out and watch players and watch games and try and pick up these players that we can improve ourselves with, and that just wasn't happening, and it needs to happen. We need players in to help stabilise us and improve us and get us out of the mess we're in.
Well, a lot of fans feel as though he had his hands tied behind his back a bit in terms of the amount of money he could spend and the fact that his coaching staff, he didn't get who he wanted around him.
He got both of the choices that he wanted around him and didn't use one of them and pretty much sidelined him, so that's not true.
Who was that, Carl? Who was that?
That's Noel Blake. Supporters always talk about him. I don't mean it insultingly, but they haven't got the first clue about how much money is spent or not spent. But money's an easy, cheap shot. If things aren't going well, it's generally that's the first cry. It's about money. In this particular instance, it's nothing to do with money.
People will say you didn't back him in the transfer market. What would you say in response to that?
I think that's absolute rubbish. When Jose arrived, I think we had six players. We've now got mid-20s. So if that's not backing a manager. Every one of those players that we've brought in since he arrived was his choice. Players he had ample opportunity to look at, research, speak to, meet. So I think that's rubbish. And again, an easy, cheap shot. The fact of the matter is, we're not doing very well on the pitch. And we're all equally unhappy about that. I don't think it helped particularly to really start. How can I put it? To start any recriminations at this point. We just need to get a manager that's prepared to put the time and effort into bringing new players in and strengthening the squad and coaching what we've got and pulling the club together as an effective unit. And that's not what it's been.
It appeared, Carl, after the Cardiff game, when you were quite complimentary as well about the way that the team had played that night, after that result, that win, which lifted everybody, it seemed as though you'd patched things up between the pair of you. So what changed?
It's results. It's pure and simple, it's results. We're bottom of the table, we're many points adrift, and we've got to give someone else a chance. The performances weren't improving. The Reading performance was absolutely atrocious. As well, the Huddersfield want simple things that there's no excuse for. We just can't tolerate that. We've got to try and maintain our championship status at all costs. If that means making a change, then, as I say, that's the decision that I'm there to make.
Would you appoint a foreign manager again in the future?
You could say once bitten, twice shy, but I'll certainly be looking for the next appointment. Will be definitely a domestic manager. And you should never say never, but I'd be extremely cautious and make sure I do a lot more research. You know, you never make these decisions and think they're going to go wrong. We did do quite a bit of research and due diligence. Spoke to Jose's previous club, inquired. He told us he'd done quite a bit of work on players that he wanted to recruit if he'd stayed at Charlton. And just were beset with problems pretty much from day one. So
It's not like you rushed into it. You didn't rush into it. I mean, you took quite a number of weeks to actually appoint him in the first place, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't always get it right. Sometimes people don't fit. Jose just didn't fit with our structure, and we can't have one of these unwieldy. We're not the type of club that can have one of these unwieldy structures with with tens of backroom staff on the football side. Most clubs haven't, and so we know different maps. But each managers, I think, are more used to working with a tighter unit rather than a big unwieldy structure.
Do you take responsibility for that? Is that a mistake on your part that you appointed him in the first place?
Of course it is. I mean, I make the choice, and I've got to resolve things if that goes wrong, which is what I've done.
In terms of moving on now from here, are you able to confirm that you're in talks with Lee Clark?
I'm not going to confirm or even speak about that. I think once we've got an announcement to make and we've got a manager, then we'll obviously make the formal announcement and get stuck in. Make sure that we work effectively, the whole club, whoever comes in.
Will that be in time for Saturday's game with Ipswich?
It'll be as quickly as is humanly possible.
And will the new man be back with funds?
Well, again, we're back to that funds question, yeah, aren't we? Any manager who comes in will want to bring players in. It's a dual thing. It's a managerial failure and a lack of quality in certain areas in the squad. We've got some very, very good players, and we need to make sure that we get the best from them. So, of course, we'll bring players in, and of course we'll back the manager, as we always do.
And just a question about yourself, Carl. What is in it for you at the minute? Because you've had a lot of abuse from supporters. Are there times when you think about carrying on, or has that crossed your mind that you might want to just rid yourself of Blackpool Football Club and do something else?
No, never crosses my mind. And frankly, the abuse comes and goes. It's no worse than it was when I first took over 16 years ago. Look how far we've come on since then, and the landscape's changed entirely. So, no, I think it's normal in football, and it doesn't affect me, not one bit.
Do you ever think you'll win those fans back?
I don't think I ever had them in the first place, the vast majority. It's just the same faces, the same people saying the same things as they were saying 16 years ago. And fans like myself want to see successful football, winning football. And that's what it's all about. It's our club. We want to see an effective team getting, whether they grind them out or win by playing attractive football, however it comes, we want to see results going in our favour and to maintain or do better in this division, not to drift out of it without a whimper, which is where I felt we were heading.
If someone came along and tabled a big bid for the club, would you consider selling up?
Listen, you can't trade in ifs in football, can you? If that happens, then you consider it. But there's been nothing thus far from anyone, despite a lot of posturing in newspapers. There's been nothing, and I don't expect anything.
There's been a link with Valeri Belicon again, in terms of he might be interested in putting a bid in for the club and buying it from you.
Well, apparently so he says, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating, isn't it? We've had nothing, no contact. He's not turned up to board meetings for several years. He's ideally placed to discuss anything with us that he wants to discuss with us, and doesn't. So I think he's perhaps more interested in talking to the papers than he is to actually trying to push the club forward at the moment.